Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Race-specific bio-warfare. How do you release a bioweapon? It'll kill everybody, but not if it's race-specific. And there's been massive studying on it. Nick Cheney wrote back in 2000, in April of 2000, they wanted to develop these things and deploy them. And now we know COVID-19 and what it does targets Northern Europeans and Africans and exempts some other groups below it. What an incredible time to be alive. So why are the Chinese locking their cities down? To make sure they don't go to work to collapse our economy. This is a very sophisticated program, and no doubt, you're right, Dr. Lee Merritt, the evidence shows this is a documented first use of race-specific bioweapon. What can you add to folks in closing on this incredibly important subject?
Well, don't blame just the Chinese for the outbreak here, because when we look at this, there was in 2016, I believe it was, there was actually a seminar, big, and there's a book written about a big seminar on gain-of-function research. And this talked about in there, you find the biography of Dr. Michael Callahan. He's an infectious disease guy at Harvard. And I'm not trying to drop a dime on him, but the fact is that in 2002 or somewhere around there, he was sent over to spearhead these Soviet bioweapons labs that now were in the hands of us. Basically, when the Soviet Union fell in 91, then after that, all these socialist republics were starved for money. We went over and we fed money to these guys. We took over the bioweapons labs, we staffed them, and we experimented on their population. We had the contracts, we have the contractual agreements to be held harmless if people got killed or died by being guinea pigs in our study. And what it says is what his role in here was to, quote, reconfigure former biologic weapons production facilities in the former Soviet Union to accelerate drug and vaccine production, and he was put in charge of gain-of-function programs for viral agents at these facilities. Additionally, one of the things that they were doing is they were looking at bat coronavirus. They were categorizing bats, 10,000 species of bats. It was a USAID EcoHealth Alliance got together to do this. And one of the things that Callahan published with a Thai co-author that I can't pronounce the name, he's the first author, and Callahan's still on the board, I guess on the staff at a major university in Thailand, diversity of coronavirus in bats. Now, this was in 2015, okay? So when we start looking at the players here, it's hard to tell without a program, but you've got all these players involved. Frank Plummer up in Winnipeg, Ralph Barrick in North Carolina, Dr. Shi and Dr. Xu and all these other guys from the Wuhan lab coming over and working in our lab at Fort Detrick. We've got labs all over Africa. We've got labs again, my conclusion from this is that we normal people, our whole lives, have been working thinking we were free, and we were working and paying taxes so that the psychopaths, uber lords in charge of this world, could fund these guys to poison us. And it's, what can it be for? Is there anything other than depopulation and transhumanism that you can come up with? I can't. That's why my new background for my talks is this DNA behind me, because they're not killing everybody. They've got to have some robotic humans to continue to work and be serfs. And I think that's the transhumanist agenda. So, but we'll get out of it. We're going to win because we're human. And that is, it gives new meaning to some of the biblical points about the blood. And I think that we have something they want. We have something that only humans have. We have a direct connection with God, and I think that's through our DNA, which is why they want to alter it.
That's right, electrochemical control. Dr. Lee Merritt, amazing interview. Thank you so much for the time today. Join us again soon. TheMedicalRebel.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Wow, that was a powerful hour. And it's live, and the censors can't stand the fact that millions of people are tuned in right now. What really scares them is that once it's archived at man.video, you remember this, and you go there, and you get it, and you share it, and then millions more see it. And then if they share it, millions more see it. and then they share it millions more. And they're so afraid of that chain reaction that overrides their evil, wicked, scientific attack on humanity. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Again, Taylor Lorenz, the journalist who cried on camera about suffering PTSD over criticism of her journalism. Oh, sorry, no, I mean bullying and harassment, has just doxed another private citizen in a hit piece for the Washington Post. Meet the person with the least self-awareness in the entire world.
You feel like any little piece of information that gets out on you will be used by the worst people on the internet to destroy your life. I'm so sorry. It's overwhelming. It's really hard.
Her latest cry bully target, libs of TikTok. Yeah, Taylor's latest courageous act of intrepid journalism was to stalk and track down the family of the owner of the libs of TikTok account in an attempt to dox her identity. Lorenz proudly informed Ron DeSantis' press secretary how she was planning to expose the woman behind the libs of TikTok account. Expose her for what? All she does is post videos of leftists inanely ranting on TikTok. If your ideology is so progressive, tolerant, and wise, why is it necessary to weaponize a huge legacy media outlet owned by a literal billionaire to target someone merely for amplifying that ideology? Quote, several teachers have been fired as a result of being featured on the account. But wait, according to you lot, cancel culture doesn't exist. According to them, whenever the mob gets a conservative fired, it's just taking responsibility for their words and actions. How is that any different from the role performed by libs of TikTok? No, it's not okay when you do it. Taylor Lorenz is about to expose the private citizen behind some anonymous account on Twitter. And when people criticize her for it, she and her friends will claim Taylor is the real victim, and anyone criticizing this type of journalism will be guilty of causing her trauma. Only the narcissists in corporate media could take someone who grew up in Greenwich wealth and Swiss boarding schools, who regularly harms the lives of ordinary citizens with their massive journalistic platform, and tell the public she's the victim and can't be criticized. This is the framework corporate journalists are trying to construct and force you to accept. They can criticize, expose, bully, and destroy anyone they want, no limits. They're journalists. You can't criticize how they use their power. That's harassment. Lorenz then literally showed up on the doorstep of libs of TikTok's relatives to harass them. This from the woman who cried on TV about harassment.
I'm so sorry. It's overwhelming. It's really hard.
This from the woman who literally tweeted, quote, doxing, stalking, trying to hurt and smear people's loved ones, threatening them, it's not okay in any situation. But it's okay when we do it. It's okay when it's being published in a billionaire corporate media giant. Taylor Lorenz, mean tweets. Taylor Lorenz, showing up to people's homes and calling their family because of a name on Twitter account. Virtually the entire article that Lorenz then published in the Washington Post, exposing libs of TikTok's name and location, is just whining about how effective the account has been in derailing the groomer agenda. Oh, but it's to protect the alphabet people, who are apparently so downtrodden They require anyone who makes fun of them to be made an example of by one of the most powerful institutions in America.
Oh my God, so downtrodden.
Lorenza's previous greatest hits include exposing the identities of Pamela Geller's young daughters, who weren't even political, and who had been previously targeted, along with Geller herself, by Islamic terrorists. But remember, Taylor Lorenz is the real victim.
It's really hard.
This is Savannah Hernandez in downtown L.A. I keep reading articles of people walking to parking garages and getting harassed and attacked. Let's go see if that's true.
I walk from that parking garage over to work every single day. And just last month, I was chased by a homeless man carrying a tree branch. I was very lucky to make it into the courthouse in time, so...
I do the same walk, except I was actually in my car. It was just like a couple weeks ago, and a homeless guy tried to get into my car.
Yeah.
Luckily, my doors were locked, but...
I've had a couple coworkers who felt threatened at one time by some homeless individuals, but it was reported, and we took some steps to walk to the train station as a group, but that's about it.
Being followed is, like, really common. Home people, they'll follow you. Like, I had a guy, like, follow me home from school until, like, the last block from my house, and then he left. And then it's like, you know, that's, like, a big problem. We hear that, like, even no matter what age you are, you're still going to get followed. And, like, there's a lot of kids around here.
Yeah, there's homeless people around. There's not much we can do about it. The city's been trying to do something about it, but they don't seem to be getting much traction on it. You get on town, you're going to have homeless people, you're going to have crackheads. You know, just keep an eye on your wallet.
Are you guys kind of just used to the homelessness? I mean, what do you guys think about it?
I mean, I think, yeah, I don't know if you ever fully get used to it, but I think there's some level of being desensitized, like many other things, right, where when you encounter something a lot, you kind of have to shut down a little bit. But, I mean, it still impacts me, like, on a daily basis.
I've gotten pepper spray, and just try to stay as safe as we can with as little as we can. And not be too threatening to the homeless population, because we are sympathetic to a lot of their issues, but at the end of the day, public safety comes first.
If people want us to do crack, let them do crack.
I haven't experienced any crime. I've been pushed by a homeless person, but it wasn't really a crime, just kind of a...
Like into the street, or...?
Yes, into the street.
Okay. Skid Row is growing and further from its Skid Row sort of bounds. Like, it's just everywhere now.
It definitely expanded since the pandemic started. I think it got bigger, and you can see larger areas affected by all that now, too.
How do you feel Gavin Newsom's doing as your governor?
It's a complicated question. I work in education, so I like some of the things he's done for, like, our budget in that regard for higher education. But I think in terms of, like, actually addressing issues of homelessness.
All right, that's just part of this problem. Really powerful report that is at band.video and at Infowars.com, and that is Watch California Residents Terrified by Homeless Population. That's what Infowars is financing. That's what Infowars is keeping on the air, is dozens and dozens and dozens of amazing reporters that if we're not here, nobody is going to be there to have this on air. So I'm not bitching, I'm not complaining, but we're an incredible value to humanity. We're something you've invested in so long. We're asking those of you that are amazing, tuned in right now, that care, to double down and support InfoWars. We're going to go to break and come back with Greg and William and Doug and Steve and Jack and Rudy and Kareem and Alex and Jay. Those are the calls we're going to take. And then that's it, because we've got a big guest host joining us with the whole Biden plan to implode America and how to stop it. So stay with us in the fourth hour today. But we're going to go to break and come back and go right to your calls. But first off, yes, ladies and gentlemen, I have declared reorganization bankruptcy, because I am stuck between Connecticut and Texas in out-of-control state courts that are just doing insane things to us and unprecedented things to us. And I'm like, what you're saying isn't true? Bring in the federal court. Bring in a reorganizer. See that this isn't true, and we'll see what happens. But regardless, if we don't have funds to operate and funds to fight this stuff ongoing, it's a foregone conclusion that I'm going to shut down. I'll still be here, and I'll still do interviews and But InfoWars Command Base and all these reporters like Greg Reese and Savannah Hernandez and everybody, they're not going to be getting paid. They're not going to have that platform where they're not censored at Man.Video that's reaching 4, 5, 6 million people a day. That is invaluable. So don't let the bullies shut down speech. Don't let them silence the flagship of liberty. Go get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off flash sale, our ultimate bone broth formula with the chaga mushroom and the amazing other compounds that are in it, that they're just super high quality. Everything we sell, like turmeric and the concentrated chicken bone broth, it's 50% off. You can also get all the T-shirts are being sold out at cost. We're never going to produce them again. We have 6 new shirts that came in. Those are being sold with the profits we can fund ourselves, but everything else is going at cost. We have the Alex Jones is Right shirt available now, InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to run it for a month, and that's it. A historic shirt that you need where you know you funded the InfoWar and the fight against the globalists at a critical period. And BrainForce Ultra, a fast-acting, high-powered nootropic you need to experience. It is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. BioTrue Selenium, 40% off. VasoBeats to create key chemicals in your blood, like nitrous oxide, that's so good for your whole body. Libido, you name it. It's 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Please take action now. Be part of history.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Globalist oppression and censorship reaching millions of people. What a beautiful thing. God is real and you're real out there. I'm your host, Alex Jones, on this live Tuesday, April 19th, 2022, Patriots Day transmission. We're going to go to Greg and so many others right now. Greg in Pennsylvania, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I've been listening to you for 19, 20 years. I have about, I don't know, probably 40 of the products I've bought from your site.
Thank you.
And I want to say to your listeners, I am a repeat customer and you buy quality from your site and I appreciate that. I've done comparisons and tried other products, but you do sell quality products. Alex, I really want to thank you for your work. You do, God's work in so many different ways, and I just want to thank you for that.
Well, I want to thank you for keeping me in the fight, Greg. I appreciate you, too.
Alex, I'm a truck driver. I came onto a daylight shift a little over 2 years ago. I drove nights for about 26 years, and I couldn't see a lot at night because it was all nights. And I drive straight across the state of Ohio every day, and I watched these 5G towers being constructed and upgraded, and it's kind of synergy because I heard Dr. Merrick on your show months ago talking about the 5G being the real weapon, and it just confirmed what I was looking at. These towers, if you look at them, and I encourage any driver who's listening, look closely at these towers. There is a substation at the base of every one of these towers, and it's like a little power plant, man. And the wiring is, there's 16 to 24 fat cables going up these towers, and they are not for cell phone use. They are for much more. And I don't care, you know. I was talking to a guy and he told me that they're just 80 watt, you know, or 80 amp cables. And I'm like, well, 80 times 24, you know, do the math on that. You could power a small plant or a small town.
That's what I was told 25 years ago. I was told by a big engineer who came out and visited me at the local TV studio, and he said, they're using the Doppler radar to ionize the atmosphere like HARP and control the weather. And then 20 years later, like 5 years ago, they come out in mainstream news admit Doppler radar, but with like 10 times the power, is used to control the weather. So absolutely. I have articles admitting 5G can manipulate the human brain. You're absolutely right.
They're everywhere. I mean, they are every mile or two. I mean, I can see two or three of them at all times coming across the
planet. Yeah, they got a grid to just literally turn people off. They can make people just have a convulsion if they want. They put weapon systems in everywhere.
When Dr. Merrick,
they're hiding inside the light poles, everything.
Yes. They're starting to put the poles up that the wiring is all inside of them. You know, so it's really something that...
It's an alien takeover, brother. You can call it what you want, but it's definitely anti-human. Thank you, Greg. Great points. All right, who's up next? Alex in Florida. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Mr. Jones, what's going on?
Man, just living the crazy time.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, brother. I'm a proud proud founding member. I love the coin. The coin is absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. We're able to stay on air. Everybody that's a founding member is going to be part of something special.
Well, hey, and quick plug, too, man. I was going through some really bad back pain the other night, so bad I couldn't fall asleep. And my fiance reminded me. She's like, hey, you want to take some bodies? You know we have it. And I was like, oh, you're right. Give me two bodies. And I took two of them along with Down and Out. And 30 minutes later, I was sound asleep, pain-free, woke up the next morning feeling great. So thank you again, because bodies is fantastic.
Well, thank you. We can sell a normal turmeric, but you got to take 10 times more. This is the strongest curcuminoid compound out there. We're very proud of it, so thank you.
Oh, 1,000%. Well, the reason why I called in, sir, is because, you know, it started with the Second Amendment. I believe it's going to end with the Second Amendment. One of the first purchases I ever made from you years ago was Les Adams' The Second Amendment Primer. And I started reading it again a few days before the shooting in New York. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is, you know, my fiance, she's Vietnamese. And it looked like it was, you know, a bunch of Asians that were targeted during that New York thing. And that's why her and I go nowhere without our Second Amendment underneath our shirt with our concealed carry. And she is extremely proficient in it. And I just want to let everybody know who can hear my voice. That is why, precisely, along with many other reasons, why you should be proficient in firearms, why you should own firearms, and why you can never relinquish your firearms. Because without them, we stand vulnerable to any kind of tyranny that wants to impose itself upon us. And one of the quotes out of Les Adams' book, I don't want to take up too much time, it's the first page in the book. It says, the great ideals of liberty and equality are preserved against the assaults of opportunism, the expediency of the passing hour, the erosion of small encroachments, the scorn and derision of those who have no patience with general principles by enshrining them in constitutions and consecrating to the task of their protection a body of defenders. I wanted to bring that to everybody's attention because now more than ever, you should be getting out there, women especially. My lady goes nowhere without it. I go nowhere without it. It's fun, too, and it's a conversation starter, and it's really, honestly...
No, brother, it's beautiful, and thank you so much, Alex, for your testimony. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. We have a caller who was fired from their job, Steve in Canada, fired from their job for not taking an experimental injection. That company violated the Nuremberg Code. Steve, tell us what happened.
Well, basically, they wanted us to... take two vaccines, either one of, I think it was Moderna and Pfizer. And they had papers around the cafeteria, and they showed us, okay, by this day you have to be vaccinated so you could have the second shot. And I didn't do it. I didn't, because I don't want to, because I know I've been listening to you for many years. I started listening to you just after Obama got elected. So it's been a while.
Yes, sir.
And it's insane.
What a cult. You don't take their experimental shot that doesn't work, has all these health problems, so you're fired. I mean, this is just insanity.
And they can't even tell you what's in it. They don't know. Just do it.
Put something in your body. I mean, if I walked into my wife and said, I'm going to put something in you, she's like, what is it? She'd like leave me. I'm like, I'm not going to tell you. I'm putting it in you. I mean, you wouldn't let your husband or your wife put something in you don't know. Why do you let them?
It's a kind of rape, actually.
It is rape. It's rape. It is biological rape.
And April 1st was my last day, but I went into work like that, just like as if nothing had happened. And the manager comes in, he says that you got a lease. I go, well, I want my 6%, and I want, because I've been there over 6 years. I want my 6% and my severance pay. And so it doesn't work that way. So now I got to go through the work labor standards. I already just talked today. I had a consultation with a lawyer. Once I get the actual complaints with the, which is called here, or the CNESST, which is the like labor law.
Steve, don't hang up. I want to talk about this because if somebody rapes you, they give you hepatitis or HIV if you're not lucky. But it's still, you can get over it. It's bad. Nobody likes it. It's terrible. Imagine biological DNA destroying rape. This is rape. This is corporations with the government saying, we're going to violate law and put this in your body and change your DNA. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We just sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
The big private central banks owned by the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Saxe Coburg Gothas, and others. They just create unlimited money for themselves. And they get us to jump through all these hoops to even be able to live and take care of our children. And now they're engaged in inflation and hyperinflation to literally destroy the savings of the general public and impoverish you. And so when I get up here and I ask listeners for support, I'm just pointing out that we're not running this system, and we're not censoring you, and we're not trying to silence you, and we're trying to promote your freedom. So we're in this together. And I don't like coming to you and saying, I need your support or we'll be shut down. But that's where we are. We're taking on the globalists in a major fight. So I'm encouraging all viewers, all listeners, everybody that has seen the history of InfoWars and all the lore and the Bohemian Grove being exposed and 9/11 and the Iraq War and Obama and the Clintons and COVID-19 and everything we've gone through to realize that they think you're going to get used to this fight and become kind of asleep to the war and having your liberty taken and like, just get used to being in a war so long you kind of just give in. No, those that win the war get that it's a long-term battle and commit harder and harder and harder as it gets deeper. And that's where we are. This is not sunshine patriot. This is winter soldier time. So listen, this is your historic chance to go to InfoWarsStore.com. I need your support now more than ever. It's do or die. I need you to go there and get great products you already need and to sign up for AutoShip. So you get them again, cancel any time, or go to InfoWarsStore.com. There's a big banner up there to donate, or go to the live show feed at InfoWars.com. There's a link right there under today's live show feed, Tuesday Live, IMF slashes global economic outlook, confirms depression, mass starvation imminent. And then you can make that donation to keep us on air. This is the fight. This is the fight against you and your family. This is the globalist coming for you and coming for your prosperity and coming for your medical freedom and coming for your very bodies to rape you physically with their GMO DNA-destroying poison. And we're here fighting them because everybody else got on their knees and got scared or did half measures. I want to stay in this fight. I can't do it without you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get the books, the films, the T-shirts, the supplements, the Brain Force Ultra, the Bodies, the turmeric formulas, all of it. Blowing out years, decades of T-shirts we produced. Over 100 designs at cost, InfoWarsStore.com. Or the fundraiser shirt, Alex Jones is right. Whatever you do, take action. Because only inaction is victory for the Satanist. You override them with your will. Take action now. Pray for the broadcast. Spread the word about the broadcast. Share the articles and videos. And buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And that is the trifecta. Let's go back to Stephen. Lost his job at Canada. If you want to say where it was, sir, you're welcome to. For not taking their GMO deadly shot. And that's a window into the future with the global social credit score where you won't get your welfare EBT check, you won't get your digital money, you won't even be able to keep your job unless you submit and let Klaus Schwab and Trudeau and the New World Order put in your body what they want, when they want. This is outrageous. We must resist it and build our own economies and resist. Stephen, yeah, finish up your story, brother, and we appreciate you.
Yeah, the company, I worked for a smaller company which was bought out back in the end of 2019 for a few hundred million. I don't remember exactly. The major company is the biggest company in meat products in Canada. They're called Maple Leaf Foods. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yes, I've heard of it. I've bought the product. So, wow. Yeah. So you're in a major meat packing facility and you can't keep your job if you didn't take the shot.
Exactly. And I had people at my work. They're like, "Oh, why did you get it? Why did you get it?" Well, because first of all, I don't know what's in it. Second of all, I know what's in it because you don't know what's in it. It doesn't mean that I don't know what's in it. You know what I'm saying? And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that they did this. You know, I kind of knew because I knew this was going to happen, but it's unbelievable, unbelievable.
Well, sir, I mean, look. Here's the deal. This is not a vaccine. It is a GMO, gene-altering, that colonizes your body with a prion. And so it's going to hit us all. They're going to demand we take it and never stop. And those that are in a coma under Stockholm Syndrome, they'll just destroy themselves. So it's our job not to just do what you've done. I commend your courage. And when we salute you and appreciate you. But it's all our jobs to warn everyone as much as we can.
Absolutely. And I have family members that have taken the shots, and so far so good, they knock on wood. But I can see, like, they've had some side effects, like severe headache from the third shot. And
well, that's the thing is, most of it's placebo for now. We know that from studies. It's beta testing, though. It's seeing what will people submit to. Will they say the state has control of our bodies? Think about that. God bless you, Stephen. Thank you so much, sir. That's a man standing up for what's right. We're all going to be in his position soon. China and other places have already fallen. We sit here in places like America that still have some basic freedom while they tell us how bad America is. Think about how bad it would be if we weren't here. Thank your lucky stars, I was born here today. It's like that Lee Greenwood song, Proud to be an American. In fact, I want to come in first 5 minutes of the next hour and I want to play that. Because America isn't perfect, but the globalists hate it because it has an idea of freedom and it is a dream of freedom. It's a vision of freedom. And what we envision, we end up building. All right, we got William, we got Doug, we got Jack, we got Rudy, we got Kareem and Jay. Let's go to Kareem first. Kareem, thanks for holding. From California, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm in the thick of the war now, brother.
It's an honor to speak to you. Listen, Alex, we got to identify these globalists biblically. Do you know that they're the carnal offspring of that tree that was in the knowledge of good and evil? That's an entity. That's a man, but it's an angel. And he had sex with Eve, and his kids are running the planet into the ground. That's who they are. When Christ said, you are your father, he didn't mean that as a figure of speech. The word is carnal offspring, meaning Genesis. He said, I'll put enmity.
He said, you are your father, and you love death.
Right. They love death because the ground will not yield to them. He told that snake, the ground will not yield to you her strength from henceforth after Cain killed Abel. He's a literal carnal offspring of his daddy. That's why nobody understands these guys. They are Luciferians. They are the synagogue of Satan because they're his kids. Carnal offspring is the word. See?
And you're right. They can't help it. They want to kill us.
Right. They cannot sell you food or medicine. They have to synthesize it because the ground will not yield to them. That's Genesis 4:12. That's why Bill Gates is buying all that land. Because they have to sell you poison as medicine. That's their way to get back a father, God, who cursed the ground to Cain. Cain is the literal carnal offspring, and that's what that word seed is. Okay, when he said, I put enmity between your seed and her seed, that word is Zera. It means carnal. When you go to Matthew 13, he goes, tell us the parable of the tares. He goes, the tares are the children of the wicked one, and the enemy that stoned them is the devil. That word is broadcast. It's sperma, 4690 in the Greek. That's when he said, you are of your father, the devil, murderer from the beginning, that's carnal offspring. That's not figure of speech. That's why nobody can figure these people out. So the Antichrist is coming. It's a fake show. It's a fake Jesus. You're not going to fall for it because, you know, you do the work. But I just want to identify these guys biblically. They're his kids. They're his literal offspring, and that's why they're doing all these things. The sorcery, the pharmakia, when I called prior, and we went over that, it's sorcery, which is pharmacy, pharmakia. They're the pharmacists of the world, and they also control the banking, of course, through the contract, a covenant with death, 1913. So the whole world is on that path, but they just don't know identify these guys biblically. When Christ said, oh, I know them, they say they are Jews or a synagogue of Satan. I'm quoting scripture. I'm not anti-Semite.
All right, Kareem, powerful. Appreciate your call. God bless. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Designed to be the puppet who is the nail in the coffin for America. That's coming up next hour. Then in an hour from now, hour and 15 minutes technically, Ode Schroyer and the War Room, 3 p.m. Central takes over. We're taking your calls right now. I'm going to take these calls in the order they have been received. Let's go to a caller in Idaho. Let's go to William. William, thank you for holding. Great to have you here with us.
Hey, thanks a lot. I've been a long-time listener and been buying your products. The winter sun is great for my dad. He's 90, and he can't take pills, so it's a really good product.
Thank you.
I was reading the book called The Conspirators' Hierarchy, The Story of the Committee of 300 by Dr. John Coleman. On page
powerful book. I read it 30 years ago. Tell people about it. Say that again. John Coleman, The Committee of 300.
Yeah, it was written 30 years ago by an ex-MI6 agent. And on page 164, it says, the United States will be flooded by peoples of alien cultures who will eventually overwhelm white America, and that's not being racist. People with no concept of what the United States Constitution stands for, who will, in consequence, do nothing to defend it.
Well, yeah, it's a Tower of Babel. It's people from everywhere, so we're all divided, yeah.
Right. The word tower means mine. that's the Tower of Confusion, the mind of confusion. It's John the Baptist's head, the perfect mind of God, mingled in the cup or the mind of the great whore, the Catholic Church, and her daughters. That's the cup full of abomination. It just was going along with what the guy was saying before. You know, down in Arizona, you got the Lucifer Telescope being run by the Jesuit order, waiting for their alien savior. You know, a reverse of a radio telescope is a heart system. And you can control people's minds through a heart system. It has a 100-mile radius. It says, don't go in the desert. You know, if he stays in the desert, don't go. And so if you even go there, you can become under control by their heart system. And, you know, you're mingling paganism with Christianity. When Christ's robe is pure, it's not sewn together by seams. It's not the beggar's cloak, not the patchwork garment. The tears are the same tears that are on Christ's skin while he hangs on the cross. They're reigning, the reigning kings of the earth who live deliciously with her, bringing their false testimony of the torn up testimony of Jesus Christ. They're the ones that are creating all the confusion in the world. And so that's where you get the flowers or the flowers on Aaron's rod that budded inside of the Ark of the Covenant.
All right, powerful. Thanks for the call, brother. All right, next up in the order they receive, Rudy in Connecticut. Thank you, Rudy, for calling.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Man, I am living the nightmare. It is getting crazy.
Well, I just want to start out by saying that I was also terminated for declining the vaccination. I was a journalist for over 30 years and won an awards and everything, and my whole career was just ended over this vaccination.
Wow, that's so wrong, brother. You wanted to talk about NATO expansion, mass shootings, and medical tyranny? Yes, Rudy's gone. Thank you, Rudy. I appreciate your call. Okay, let's go next to Jack in Wisconsin. Jack, and then we'll go to Doug and Jay. Jack, welcome.
Hello, eater of all the red pills. I'm a huge fan of yours. I was wondering what your thoughts were on a couple things. I saw on TikTok lore of Native American Navajo Comanche, I'm not sure, stories of aliens providing support against cowboys, but the twist was that they were God-believing aliens, which I thought was interesting.
And then there's a lot of wild stuff on TikTok, brother. I didn't see that, but who knows?
Yep. I know you're the conspiracy theory guy. That's why I listen to you, and that's why I'm so shocked with Sandy Hook. It's like you're a conspiracy theory guy, and they're blaming an apple for being an apple. Anyways,
no, the whole Sandy Hook thing is this. I covered thousands of things. I barely ever covered that. Hillary Clinton ran against Trump on Sandy Hook and said he was a Sandy Hook guy. We questioned it. Of course we did. Had a lot of anomalies. Then they made it, oh, Alex Jones is against kids. His show is about Sandy Hook. People on the street go, stop talking about Sandy Hook. We don't talk about it. We hardly ever talked about it. It's their excuse to end free speech. Oh, look, dead kids. Give us your guns. Give us your free speech. And that's basically it. It has nothing to do with reality.
Yeah, and you're a radio guy, though. But, like, it's different because you're a radio guy, and you're a radio guy who specifically deals in out-there conspiracy, wild stuff, and that's why...
All he did was listen to the internet, you know, questioning it, and I would do it again. I said Jussie Smollett was fake, WMDs were fake. I was right. The internet didn't believe Sandy Hook. I questioned it. It's my right to do it. That's why they're rigging the courts with default judgments where I'm guilty. Then a jury decides how guilty because they can't have a real case. Because what they're doing is anti-American. And in the end, it's not going to work.
Yeah. I'm sorry for bringing it up.
The point is we don't bring it up because it's not who we are. They live off InfoWars. We don't live off them.
Yeah. The other thing that I wanted to bring up to you, Joe Rogan has brought it up too, and the article changed, Wikipedia changed the article about it, was with Operation Midnight Climax. And I think it needs to be brought up nowadays where, you know, they can use sex, weaponized hotties, and also mind-altering drugs, you know, not only to poison people. For example, they have, like, face-eating chemicals found in
cocaine. Sure, for what? People don't know about MKUltra. Operation Nightmare Climax was an MKUltra program running prostitutes and LSD.
Yeah, Midnight Climax. Midnight. You know, they would also, like,
have people, you know, like, guys who get really in the mood and then... They
what did I call it? Well, you said midnight climax. What did I call it?
I don't know. I don't know. It just happened, though.
Nightmare climax, more like it.
That's even worse. Yeah. Then the last thing I wanted to hear your opinion, because you brought it up many times before, you're very prescient about it, was the, you hated the smell of dust mites. And, you know, mites and dust mites, they easily produce... bioweapons, because you can just get like an island with a bunch of people who are sick on it, or like a nasty place, and just have them get mites, like how Fauci put the mites and the burrowing flies on dogs, and then you take those mites off, and you can spread it on birds, spread it on other animals.
No, you're right. Imagine, I'm not saying do this, but imagine Fauci chained up with burrowing worms and flesh-eating worms, and then Fauci, instead of those beagles, imagine Fauci chained up in a room being eaten by flesh-eating worms.
Yeah, he deserves a lot worse. He's worse than Hitler. Hitler didn't totally devastate the genetic gene pool for a gazillion years. You know?
No, you're right. These people are Hitler 2.0. Thanks for the call, Jack. All right, Jay and Doug, I'm going to go to you right now. And then we've got Wayne Allen Root taking over. Let's talk to Jay in Kentucky. Jay, welcome.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Pleasure to talk to you. I made an order today. I get two of the Bolt shirts and some more Turbo Force, and I get all your supplements. And my favorite is to mix the Turbo Force with the magnesium and the... and the, what is it there? I put something else in there too, and I shake it up, and it's good. And the more, I can't think. Anyways,
hey, take your time, because listen, it's you keeping us on air, brother. So I thank you for your support, because all undo stay on air. Thanks for getting the product. So you're taking the magnesium, you're taking the what else?
I put in it the Turbo Force, the magnesium, and I put one more thing in there, one more of your products. Tell me what the dry products that are powdered. Anyways, I mixed it up and I drink that, and I'm good for all day. I'm a truck driver, and it really helps.
Beautiful.
And I take all your
Jay, stuff. Thank you. You are the InfoWar, brother. All our success is you. So what do you want to talk about? The God connection.
Yeah, I don't think there's any coincidence. I was over in Pennsylvania, and I ran into a rabbi, his name is Goldman, and he was friends with Dr. Zelenko, and he calls him during all the high holidays and all, and then the next thing I know, I'm back in the synagogue there, and my name in Hebrew is Eliyahu, and it's not Eliyahu Hanavi is supposedly the gentleman that's going to let the people of the world know the Messiah is coming, and I don't have any inside information, but what I can do is go out and I promote your channel because I hope that nothing happens to your channel. I hope you stay on the air.
Brother, we're trying. Don't hang up. I want to come back to this. It's beautiful. Love Dr. Zelenko and all the great people of the world. Every group has good people. Every group has bad people. And we just have such wonderful people and the Jewish people that God gave us. And we need to preserve them. Everybody, the Chinese, the Germans. Everybody, we have to come together and love God. That's the answer. So, Jay, and then Doug, I'm going to finish up with you. Then Wayne Allen Root has written a powerful report on how Joe Biden's the key to bringing down America.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.